Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Salam. Greetings, greetings, greetings here for the After the Shabbat podcast for this RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, here for the 48th degree of I&I Rastafari Sabbatical Study, Judges, for Shabbat Judges, Shabbat Shoftim, here, Chavarim, here we're at the fourth, right, the fourth of the seven Shabbats, the last Shabbats of the year, Hebraically, Judaically, right here, the last Shabbat. So this Shabbat, also known as Shabbat Anoki, Anoki Hu, Sabbath I, even I am He. This Sabbath here, one of the seven Sabbaths of comfort here for Shabbat Anoki, Anoki Hu, I, even I am He. Here we have Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 51, focus verses, verse 12 to chapter 52, verse 12 here for this fourth of the 7 weeks, the seven Shabbats of comfort leading to the Hebraic, the Judaic, the new year, leading to the fall festival season here. Here we're in the 40 days, right, of the Cheshbon HaNefesh of the soul reckoning of the soul as we're coming into the season of the Yom HaKippurim, also the finding of the true cross, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year, and the feast, Chag HaSukkot, the feast of tabernacles, of ingathering here at the end of the year. So we're coming to the third, right, the third of the three times in the year, where all the males of Yisrael, to whom more is given, more is required, are to appear in the place that Hashem, that Yahweh Jehovah has said his name. So for us in the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan of the King of Kings Christ in spirit and in truth, here we have the 48th sabbatical study. The theme here is establishing justice in the land. The theme right here for this 48th degree of our sabbatical studies for Shabbat Shoftim, Bamarinya Nemharik Senbet Farajoch, Faraj, Judge, Farajoch, Judges, Shoftim, Judges in the Hebrew. This Sabbath, Shabbat Anoki Hu, I, even I am He. Or more correctly, when we look at it from the Hebrew perspective, even in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12, it's I, yes, I, Rastafari. So we have a revelation, right, of the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, even right here in this fourth of the seven Shabbats of comfort as we are trotting towards a new year, new season, new time. So here are the first words from the royal order, from the order of the true church and the professing church. This is what is said on the Saturday. Here.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. Kohulum t'ahayin asaiye, meskalabara, bekokoboch samayin asket. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Isn't that audible right there? There, that little audible taken from 2001, right, with the Space Odyssey, when he looked up, he said, oh my God, it's full of stars. And the theme of the stars is the children of the true good, the true God. I, yes, I. When he said to Abraham, Father Abraham, you know, see if you can count. the number of the stars for your descendants. Yes, I. So make I and I shine, shine, shine.
Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shoftim, Shalom. Menbet Rajoch, Shalom. Shabbat Anoki, Anoki, Hu, Shalom. Sabbath, I, He, I, even I am He. This is Sabbath, He of Comfort. So first things first, let's go to some of the basics overview. We had some continuity points from the 47th during the previous Shabuot and the previous strong, the previous week, and going through from the Re'eh, the 47th sabbatical study for the previous, even some of the questions, I think it was 60-something, 62, sometimes 60-something questions. Here we got 72. So here, let's begin right here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here with the poor portion, the summary here, the manna, the angel's bread, this angel's bread here as we pick up with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16, focus verse, verse 18 to chapter 21, verse 9. Here from the Torah reading, Deuteronomy chapter 16, focus verses, verse 18 to chapter 21, verse 9. Chapter 21, verse 9. Then we have in the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the Naveen, modern Hebrew, Naveen, prophets, ancient pointing, Naveen. The prophet's reading, which is called the Haftarah, companion reading to the Torah reading, is Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12 to chapter 52, verse 12. And the theme for the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, for these 7 weeks, these 7 Sabbaths, we have the 7th Sabbath of comfort as we try towards the new year, Hebraically speaking, the lunar solar new year, according to the order. So here we have the 4th Shabbat of comfort, that is the Sabbath, I am He, Sabbath, Anoki, Anoki, Hu. In the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, called the new covenant reading, we have right here, we have John's Gospel, Gospel according to Yohanan, John's Gospel chapter 1, focus verses, verses 19 to verse 27, along with Acts, Acts of the Apostles, focus verses chapter 3, right? Chapter 3, focus verses 22 to 23 right here. So some of the summary themes here in this 48th sabbatical study is the 40 days. We have 40 days here. So we're in the sixth moon, the sixth month, Hebraically. And when we come to the seventh, this is when the fall, what's called the fall festival season, or the third of the three pilgrim festivals, where we have the last three of the 7 Mo'edim. Mo'edim in the Hebrew, Mo'ed. Mo'ed is an appointment, right, appointed time, appointed place, the feasts and the festivals, the appointments of Jehovah that we have listed in Leviticus, even Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23 gives an overview, right, for those feasts and those festivals that occur in what we call the in-season. The in-season from the first moon, the first month, the month of months, the moon of moons, from the month of Abib, where we have Pesach, Passover, right, to right here, moving to the sixth month in the time of the 40 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is repentance, or making that turn, turning from I astray ways and aligning I self to the path. Bezor HaDarek, and this is the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ. So here, some of the themes briefly is the 40 days of Teshuvah. So from the sixth month, the sixth moon, that's now called Elul. Now, the names that we have for the Hebrew, the Judaic months, they come in after the return from the Babylonian exile. So you'll hear us referring to both as, for example, we're in the sixth moon, the sixth month, right? Also, it's called Elul, Elul, right? We're moving forward to the seventh moon, the seventh month, that is also called, in the later times, it was called Tishri, Tishri, right? So we want ones and ones, our brothers and sisters, to become familiar with both. The names of the months, the only month that was named in HaTorah, right, according to the Torah, was Abib, Abib, right? A-B-I-B, KJV has it more correctly, you know, pointed, at least in the Afro-Asiatic. In the modern Jews and modern Hebrew, we'll say Aviv, Aviv. But Abib is the month of barley from the first growths, right? The first sprouts, barley grows faster than the wheat. And this is one of the reasons for that first month with Passover being known as Abib. And then we trod through in season for 7 months, 7 moons. So here we're at a transitional phase here as we are heading into the feasts and the festivals at the end of the year, right? So we have the earlier harvest. And so here for the land, in the sense of living in the land, this will be the time of the latter harvest. So like the first rains, and these are the latter rains. So here we're coming to the time of the year where the sun cycle is ending, right? The sun cycle, the sun is about to go through another different cycle, and we know the winter moons, what's often referred to as the winter moons, will be coming in after the fall festival season, after the season of tabernacles. That includes three main appointments. What are these three appointments? The Day of Trumpets, known as Yom Teruah. And in the later tribe was called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, the Judaic Hebraic New Year. It basically corresponds with the Ethiopian Kingdom of God New Year. Right? It's what we call Judaically Hebraic as the civil New Year, because the Holy New Year began 7 months earlier, right, with Abib, with Pesach, right? So this is what it means by in season, out of season. So first we have the 7 months, seven moons, which are the churchical. We call it churchical. The church is the assembly. As Stephen said in Acts of the Apostles, the church, right, and with the angel that was with them in the church in the wilderness. Church, from the Hebrew perspective, means an assembly, a called out assembly, being called out to come together, to gather, to observe, as we do even here on the ear for the Shabbat time, as the Shabbat is the first of the holy days, right? The holidays, the holy days, the set times. So here we have the 40 days of Teshuvah, the 40 days of soul searching here, beginning with the 6 months, the sixth moon of Elul, and going all the way to, we reach Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. So being made whole, another theme here from this 48 sabbatical study, being made whole, being made complete, holistic, holy in the sense of holistic, complete. Next theme here, guarding your heart. Right? Why is it important to guard your heart? It's interesting, we had a reasoning on which psalm was it in the previous light. It was 94, right? And speaking on guarding, right? How we're to guard our heart. It says, let not thy heart, you know, be troubled. In other words, it's in our power to not allow our heart to be troubled. He says to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and in some translation of all of our might, me'odeka, 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 me'od means like much. So when John created man, right, and we say the human being, male and female, he created them on the sixth day, according to HaTorah, Bereishit, Genesis 1, he said not only was the day tov, tov, tawab, tov, but it was tov me'od. It was very good, me'od. That's the same word that's used right in the Shema, Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and to verse 9, those verses there, where it says to love Yahuwah, he who be HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch, blessed Hashem, blessed be the name. We're to love him with all of our hearts. That means a heart. Our heart is in our management. I'm going to say management instead of control. Instead of using the term control. Already too many trolls out there, right? But instead of using control, it's in our management. Let us create man, right? In our image and after our likeness. Male and female, he created them. So guarding our heart and guarding the issues, right? What comes out of our heart, that is our responsibility. Our duty as well, right, to truth. What is our duty to Ha-Emet? What is our duty to Emet? Right, we say Emet, even as a name, there's a name Emet. We know of that Marta amongst Ainai people, Emet Till, right? Well, that name Emet is Hebrew, and the word means truth. And when we add the definite article, Ha-Emet, right? Ha-Emet, the truth, right? Emito, emito, his truth. What is our duty to the truth, to the veritas, to the really real reality? Another theme here for the 48th sabbatical study is pursuing righteousness. Pursuing, listen to the language, pursuing, right? They were pursuing him. You know, they were looking for him. They kept hunting him. They kept pursuing, right, that man right there, using this as an example. But the Torah here teaches us that we are to pursue, right, pursue righteousness. And there's a key word, there's a key phrase. Let's just share this right here, a key word, a key phrase that gets somewhat translated, turned around in the KJV. Let's first share this audible and then go through the example right here.
Justice, justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, 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 justice. Justice, justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof, litma'ana tichye, wi ya rashta eta ha'aretza asheri yahuwah Eloheka notena lak, 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 lak.
Justice, justice shalt thou follow, or, bringing it out more Hebraically, justice, justice thou shalt pursue. Justice, justice. So here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 16. We pick up here with the 48th sabbatical study, the main Chet, 48th sabbatical study here in chapter 16 at verse 18. Now I'm going to give you the Hebrew, like from the Hebrew read, and you can compare this with the KJV right here. It says justice, it says judges here, judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, that the Lord thy God, that Jehovah thy Elohim, giveth thee tribe by tribe, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Shoftima v'shotrima titena lecha b'kol she'areka asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lecha lisha Vateka v'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. That's the Hebrew full of four. Now KJV brings us out as judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, that Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Now there's a little bit difference right here, because here it says tribe by tribe. The first portion is like to the KJV, but looking at the Hebrew and comparing the Hebrew side by side, tribe by tribe, and they shall judge the people with righteous, with what? Righteous judgment. Now here it says they shall judge the people with just judgment. Here's the key thing, the word just and the word righteous. Though we might have one area of the Bible where we have righteous over here, we have another area of the Bible where it uses just. From the Hebrew, it's one and the same. In the Hebrew, we have this expression right here, right? It says mishpat, mishpat, mishpat is judgment. Tzedek, tzedek is righteous. As we have like Melchizedek, Malkiah, tzedek, we have the tzedek, righteous, right? We have the sense of righteous or even sense of just and justice. Mishpat is the word more for judgment, often for judgment. So the judgment is to be just. The judgment is to be righteous. And it goes on to say in verse 19, here from the Chumash, from the more of the Hebrew read, from the Chumash here, it says, thou shalt not rest judgment. Now, that word rest means wrestle, just to bring that out, rest. Because we say it in English, if you don't read it, and you might think it means like rest, like I took a rest. No, it's like rest in the sense of wrestle. So more, it's old King Jamesian kind of English. More better, it should say, thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not wrestle law, right? Tata mishpat. Law, tata, 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 to wrestle in the sense of like twisting, wrestle, like bending it out of shape, so to speak. Law, tata mishpat, ah mishpat. Thou, the eye, shall not wrestle, right, or twist, wrestle, what? Wrestle judgment, mishpat. Mishpat, the judgment, because the judgment is Ha'elohim, is Ha'elohim. It goes on to say, thou shalt not respect persons. Lo takir panim. Lo takir panim. Now, takir is an interesting word, right? Why is it an interesting word? Because we use this kind of word, this kind of expression, like makir takir. Takir is like to recognize. Right, is to recognize. Like if I say right now to somebody like in Hebrew, even modern Hebrew, I say, you know, takir bevakasha et achi, right? I'm saying, let me introduce you, please let me introduce you to my brother. Takir bevakasha et achi or ach sheli, brother my. Or achi, my brother, takir. Takir is like to say, let me introduce. So the sense of let me introduce so that you can recognize. So the sense here where it says thou should not respect persons, literally in the Hebrew, directly in the Hebrew, saying lo takir panim. In other words, like we use it in the Hebrew, takir, like introduce. Like cause you to recognize this person or that person. You are not to recognize faces. It says thou should not respect persons directly. You should not have a recognition of faces. So a judge or the judges, right, who in the Hebrew, Hebraic sense, are referred to collectively as the Elohim. This is where a lot of people get twisted over Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said ye are gods. I have said ye are Elohim. Because they haven't asked those fundamental questions. Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? See, the context of Psalm 82, where it says, I've said ye are gods, it's an Israelite song. It's not an everybody song, right? Because the Torah basically tells us, right, we're not to follow after other people's ways, but follow after he who be, who he be, Jehovah's ways, right? So, right here, to bring out this sense of it right here as we compare and contrast. So when you read Psalm 82, it's speaking of the corrupt judges, the corrupt shoftim, right, amongst Yisrael, amongst Yasharala. It's speaking about how there was malpractice of Yahweh, truth and life, and Yah's judgments and regulations among Yisrael for and by Yisrael. So this is like a real I point right here when we're talking about Psalm 82, verse 6. A lot of people have all these kind of interesting, but Hebraically speaking, they're foreign and they're goofy. From a Hebrew perspective, oh, it's speaking about some other gods. It's speaking about some angels who are like some Elohim. All that's nonsense. But the reason why people get the nonsense is because they don't study the true sense of HaTorah. Right, they don't. They have forsaken, or they haven't learned to accept, right, the Torah of our mother, right? The Torah in that sense is Ayin Ayimav. As Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said, he said that wisdom, right? Wisdom, Chokmah, she is justified by all of her children. So we have to study to shew ourselves approved. So bringing up verse 19, thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not have respect, regard, or recognition of faces. Thou shalt not have a recognition of faces. Lo takir panim. Panim is faces. As some of the elders and some of the minds say, I watch face. But wash face. Neither shalt thou take a gift. Neither velo tikach. Shohad. Neither shall you take a shohad. What is a shohad? Shohad is a bribe. Shohad. Velo, and no, and not. Velo tikach. Tikah, to take, like to receive, to take. Shohad, to take a gift. But this gift here is a bribe. Why? Ki ha shohad, for a gift, for a bribe. Ye avir aimei hakami. A bribe doth blind. Ye avir. Ki shohada ye awir ainai hakamin ainai is the eyes, hakamin. The hakamim are the wise. So a bribe, what does a bribe do? He says, don't take a bribe. Why? Because a bribe, ye awir. Ancient pointing, ye awir. Modern Hebrew, ye avir. Ye avir ainai hakamin. It blinds the eyes, the Ainai Hakamim of the Hakamim. Who are the Hakamim? Those of Chokmah, right? Remember, wisdom is justified. Yeshua Rabbeinu says wisdom is made righteous, right, by all of her children. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise. So taking a bribe, Kia HaShohad, taking a Shohad, it will blind your eyes. And pervert via salef. Visalef, modern Hebrew, visalef. Visalef. It perverts, right? It perverts the words. Divrei, the words of Tzadik, the words of the tzadikim, of the tzadikim, right? It perverts the words of the righteous. Now, this brings us here to this verse right here, right? Because we have the first words, you know, the judges. This Shabbat Shoftim. First words is Shoftim v'Shotarim. Judges and officers, the Shoftim, and the Shotarim. Judges and the Shadders. Judges and the officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. But here we have this first paragraphical, verses 18, 19, and 20, to give the context. And here is this verse here that, look at the King James Version. It says, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, giveth thee. That's the KJV. Now here, bringing out the Hebraic, right, translation alongside, side by side. First the Hebrew, right? First we have the Hebrew right here. Tzedek terdos. Justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek. Justice or righteousness. Justice in one translation or righteousness. Righteousness. The just, that which is just, that which is justice, that which is righteous, righteousness. Tzedek terdof. Now terdof, right, it comes from radaf. What does radaf mean? Radaf mean to pursue. Not just to follow in a casual sense, but to actively pursue, right? In a sense, in some senses of the psalm, we use the same word where like Dawid and I say, that how they pursue after me. They pursue after my soul. Like they run down. A good word to use to bring out the spirit of the Hebrew is like run down. Yeah. Well, not run down in the sense of belittle, make it less, but to chase it down, to pursue it, to be in hot pursuit. You hear me say, we're in hot pursuit. Remember, for us, for Yasharala, for Yisrael, this is our own judges and officers. This is our own law, and this is our own law enforcement system. Tzedek, tzedek terdof. So for the judges and the officers, this is the primary instruction for those who are shoftim and those who are shoterim, right? Those who are the shofet and those who are the shoters or the shadis, so to speak. Here, tzedek, tzedek terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou follow, shalt thou eagerly pursue, be in hot pursuit. Why? That thou mayest live, lima'an tichye, lima'an, so that lima'an tichye, 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 that you may chaya, chaya, chai, chai, yes I, chai, chai is life, chayim, living, right, the living ones, right? Here we have tichye, 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 lima'an tichye, so that you may live, so that I may live. V'yarashta et ha'aretza, that thou mayest live and inherit, and inherit. V'yarashta, v'en yarashta, yarashta, that you may inherit et ha'aretz, that you may inherit the aretz, like the land. V'yarashta et haaretz asher Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be, asher Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be, who he be, thy Elohim, right, notain, giveth, in a sense, even the sense of giving, right, giveth, but not just a past sense, it's like a now ad infinitum. So even while they were in the wilderness, he was notain. Hashem was notain, lak. He was given to the eye. He's giving this land even to I. Right? So it's not just like a past tense sense, but giveth, that he is giving and that he will give. Now, another important note right here, in this section right here, when it says judges and officers, we are still speaking in the sense of the singularity. What do we mean by the singularity? It's still speaking to all of Yisrael, especially the sons of Israel, especially the mandam, the b'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as one man, all as one man. And this foreshadows the Brit Chadasha sense, where we are members, right, of the church, of the body, and Moshiach, right, is Ayin Ayin head. And Moshiach's head is Yahuwah Eloheinu. So throughout this, it's still speaking to every man individually. So in hearing these instructions from an intelligent Hebrew perspective, we know that it's speaking to all of us, but it's speaking to each one of us individually and all of us collectively. So those two are intimately, like it's like a sacred geometric weaving of this thought, this idea. So speaking to all of the sons, right, and especially to those who would be judges and officers. So it's not just to the judges and officers, but it's to the rank and file Israelite, right, of what the precepts, what are the precepts for justice, right, within the land, right? That's why it says, they shall judge the people with righteous judgment, not their own judgment. So in Psalm 82, verse 6, where it says, I say to your Elohim, this is very easily understood and understood by any Torah observant student who is studying the Hebrew, right, with proper instruction. You see it right there in the Hebrew. We see it right there in Exodus. We see it right there in the previous, right, where the judges, right, they are agents, the judges, our judges and officers are agents, not even just of the state. They are agents of Yahuwah Eloheinu. They are agents of he who be, who he be, Ayin Ayin Elohim. But notice, this is not given to the judges secretly. This is given to all of Yisrael. So when it says, thou shalt not wrestle judgment, like wrestle, twist, judgment, This is spoken both to the people and to the potential judges and officers. Thou shalt not respect persons, have a regard or recognition. Thou shalt not have facial recognition. That's what the judges, perfect point here, especially when we talk about facial recognition nowadays, right, and the new technology. Well, the judges and the officers are not to have facial recognition. You know, imagine somebody did a crime, and here come the judges and the officers coming along, right? And I'm the one who did the crime. So I say, hey, you know me, you know who I am, right? Yeah, you little so, yeah, this is so-and-so. That means that even though they might recognize I did this crime, right, here's how judgment gets twisted, gets perverted, because there's a respect of persons. And when we read Psalm 82, that's the first lick in Psalm 82. How long will you keep doing this? Will you be having respect of persons? So one person you know in Israel, because he's a family member, related, he's your brethren, and you are a judge or officer, so you let him get away with crime, with violence, with unrighteousness. But then somebody else you don't know, right, you charge them with the crime, but you let your friend go because you recognize your friend's faith. And notice how people do that. Notice how we people do that. Don't you know me? You know me, right? You met me, you know, like you're trying to get in the club. Imagine you're trying to get in the club, right? So because they don't let the people in on the list and somebody come by that you know and say, hey, so-and-so, don't you know me? And then sometimes what that person would do, that person might speak to the bouncer or speak to the gate person, the gate man or woman or whoever, and say, let them in. I know them. You can come in, slide and go through. And sometimes, you know, when that happens, what happens? One person might say, well, so-and-so is with me too. Can they come in as well? And boom, they come in. Now, if that happens at a club, a dance, or something like that, hey, it all depends on what that's about. That's a totally different thing. What I'm seeking to share with is because of that facial recognition, which is called here in the Torah and in this 48th sabbatical study here in Deuteronomy chapter 16 at verse 19, that is called respect of persons. Literally in the Hebrew, that is regard or recognition to faces. Directly it says, lo takir panim, lo takir panim, lo takir fanim. You're not to recognize faces. Neither shalt thou take a bride. It says gift, right? It says gift, right? Right? People, everybody like gifts. Gifts is, you know, gifts are, yeah, but this is a bride. This is not just a gift. This is a bride. Thou shalt not take a bribe. Right? Why? Because a bribe doth blind the eyes of the wise. So the judge or the officer could be very wise. But once they receive a bribe, right? Like if you bribe a judge or officer and they're about to sentence you, they're like, wait, hold on. Can I speak to you, Your Honor? Can I speak to you? Yo, I gave you such and such, so you can let me off this. You know what I'm saying? So that means even though their eyes tell them what the wise judgment is, that bribe, it blinds them. And it perverts the words of righteousness. Basically, the words of righteousness is Yahuwah Eloheinu's Torah. So that means that the agents of Torah, the Shoftim and the Shotarim, right, taking that bribe, being partial, right, who are they harming and injuring? Well, they're injuring Kol Yisrael, all of I and I. But firstly and foremostly, they are injuring the ones who they are agents of. So the judges and the officers are agents of Yahweh Eloheinu. Therefore, they are called collectively according to Torah, the Elohim, right? Not individually, but collectively, they are the Elohim, not angels that rule over foreign nations, not some assembly of gods or some Anunnaki or some other kind of wacky-tacky. That has nothing to do with it. And see, most of them can't see it because they haven't studied it. Depending on the translation, right? And a translation can be a stepping stone, but what's happening because of lack of study to show themselves approved, they're stumbling over it. So we don't stumble over this as well. So justice shall thou follow. This is addressed to the litigants that they should always speak the truth. So when a case is risen up, right, the Shoftim and the Shotarim, right, not only must they follow this, but also those who are litigants in a case, right? So this is also used in the tried and tradition to address those who are coming to the court. You know, as they say, in God we trust, in the courts, whatever, we would have tzedek tzedek terdof. Tzedek tzedek terdof. Justice, justice, righteousness, righteousness shalt thou follow, shalt thou pursue. This is addressed to the litigants, that they should always speak the truth. And the repetition of justice, tzedek, the repetition of justice, of righteousness, it denotes whether it would be to their advantage or disadvantage. So we should always speak the truth, especially in the court of Torah, right? Especially, right, in matters of justice, always, but especially, even if speaking that truth, right, is to your advantage, or even if it's to your disadvantage. You know, sometimes we don't want to say nothing, because we're like, if I say this, then they're going to ask, how do I know? And then once they ask that, they're going to know I was a part of it, so I'm not going to say nothing. Right? That is wickedness. That's twisting. That's twisting justice. That's having respect of persons. That is basically also accepting a bribe. And see, accepting a bribe is not just physically accepting a bribe or a gift, but sometimes one might say something or not say something because they expect somebody else to look out for them. You know what I'm saying? They expect to get it a little bit later on. That they should seek a reliable tribunal to decide their case is also the meaning of tzedek terdof. So, you know, the venue is always important. You hear this sometime in Western Gentile law that in part has been derived in a Frankenstein way from HaTorah. You know, in modern law, they might say, oh, well, you know, this is going to be tried in another circuit or another area. It's not going to be tried here in this area because, you know, ones might fear that their client or ones and ones might not get a fair trial. So they're going to move the venue somewhere else. That is also and can be also a sense of tzedek terdof, justice, justice thou shalt follow. Seeking a reliable tribunal, right, to decide their case. The repeated word justice, the repeated word tzedek, patient, it's a build. It's a build, it's a strengthen, it's a build up. Both HaShofet and the Shoftim, the judge and the judges, as well as the litigants, as well as those who are presenting their case for or against, you know, the other, whatever, right? And the reason for this is that you may live. Because when there's no justice, right, in the community, then people are going to do what? They're going to, as they say, take justice, so to speak, into their own hands. Right? And that can mean whatever they feel, whatever they think, whatever the passion is at the moment. That the I may live and inherit the land. For there is no greater danger to the stability of a nationhood, life, and liberty. Again, there is no greater danger to the stability of national life, of national liberty, than injustice. Than injustice. And I submit to you, even though we know the Babylonian system, you know, has a lot of ups and downs, folly and underground, but even they sometimes pretend, and sometimes they actually more or less depends on it's a big system, you know, to have some sense of justice. You know what I mean? You know, have a system there that sometimes, because the structure is there, sometimes it can get a good verdict. I'm not saying that it does many times, all the times, and many times regarding Yasharala and Yisrael, but we even know there are cases, right, where because there were certain things hard and fast, and even we could even hold the hater and the racist to certain things because it was at least there in the system, right? And this is why Jah is speaking these words to us, and this is why I and I must study these things so we can get it in I and I system. Right? Doesn't mean that we're going to be able to roll out a perfect system, you know, today or tomorrow or even the day after tomorrow. But the first thing we have to do is become familiar with it, right, and reason on it. Right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, just some opening words right here, right, since we have some catch-up to do here in this 48 sabbatical study, since we were segueing from the 47th. Right, from the 47th. One more word right here, looking at the time with today's daily psalm, Psalm 134 here in the season. And what's interesting about the 134th psalm, some say it's greetings in the temple. And if I'm correct, the psalm only has a couple of verses, I think about two or three verses to it, right? It's interesting. So we're going to just push on right here. brothers and sisters, in this Torah reading and feeding for this Shavua, for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Shoftim, is about establishing tzedek, justice, righteousness in the land.
Justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Litma'ana tichyeh. Ve'yarashta et ha'aretz asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak.
Takir v'vakisha et Torah hazot. I'd like to introduce you to y'all to this Torah reading and feeding right here, so you can recognize. Right? That point about facial recognition is an important point. We have to return to that. Facial recognition equals respect of persons. Facial recognition and just and judgment. You can imagine the judge, you're suing somebody, and when they go before the judge, the person you're suing that robbed you or did something wrong to you, they say, "Hey, what's up, judge?" And say, "Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so on. And it's a judge trial, not jury trial. Can you imagine that right there? You already know, oh my gosh, I just wasted my time here. You know, the guy I'm suing, the guy that robbed me, he knows the judge. The judge recognized him. See what I'm saying? Had a respect to that person, right? And potentially even that in itself could get it thrown out because that might not be a reliable venue for a trial. You know, and I think there's something that does exist in the law that if that's the case, one can make an appeal based on that because, you know, the person I was suing, I got to find out was friends of the judge and they were best friends. They're part of the same fraternity or whatever. You know, and I don't think I got justice there because there was partiality there. You know, they were really close, you know, so can't get a retrial. But here, this Torah reading and feeding, right, as we say, Takiru Bevakisha et Torah Hazot, this Torah reading and feeding, I'd like to introduce y'all to it right here. This Torah reading and feeding, the RSS 48, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, number 48, known as Shoftim, Judges. It begins with the commandments. Yes, it's a commandment. It's an imperative, right? And it's actually a positive command. But we have negative commands. The positive commands is ta'aseh, do. Lo ta'aseh, thou shalt not do. That's a negative command. But here we begin for positive commandment that the people, Amo Yisrael, should appoint judges, shoftim, and officers, shoterim, so that justice would be enforced and in effect throughout the promised land, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18. The call for justice is famously, Hebraically stated as tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice, you shall pursue. The I, so they're speaking to each of us individually, each mind in his individual responsibility and capacity. The I, male, pursue justice, justice. Now the word tzedek, we touched on it briefly, but the word tzedek, right, tzedek, or one might say in the simple English pronunciation, zedek, right, zedek, or more enunciated Afro-Asiatically, tzedek, right? Tzedek, tzedek is righteousness, right? This involves the duty, right? The duty, what does righteousness involve? It's the duty to adhere to moral truth, or as we say, genuine morality, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty. Genuine morality, genuine moral truth, right? Throughout HaTorah, the Torah portion, the reading and feeding, there's a theme, Chaverim. In this Torah 48 sabbatical study, there's a theme. What's the theme? The theme is of social justice. the theme of social justice, it predominates. Predominant, right? It predominates as the ethical characteristic for judges, for the shoftim are defined, right? For the judges, the officers, as well as for elders, as well as for kings, as well as for prophets, as well as for priests, all of whom are responsible for maintaining a just and a healthful, a healthy society. As the prophet had wrote, the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, he wrote, the work of righteousness in tzedakah shall be peace. Wahaya ma'aseh ha tzedakah shalom. Vihaya ma'aseh ma'aseh. Vihaya ma'aseh ha tzedakah shalom. The work of tzedakah shall be shalom. And added, and he added that the service, the avodot, right, the avodot, hatzedaka, right, and the service of righteousness, of tzedaka, shall be quietness and security forever. In other words, how does tzedaka save? Right? How does tzedakah save? What is tzedakah? In fact, tzedakah is built on the root tzedek. Tzedakah is usually not just translated, but usually it's charity. So in the Hebrew and Judaic and Torah observant communities, we would say tzedakah to say charity. I often like to translate it as for it's right now, you know, for the right now effect, to put it into effect, righteous giving. Because tzedakah is charity, but tzedakah having as its root tzedek is righteous. So tzedakah is charity, is giving, right? Also, in some sense, it's equated with love. Charity is love. But in the sense of giving, right, the giving charity, this is called tzedakah, which also means righteousness. So in the fuller sense, tzedakah, right, is righteous giving, right? And if I'm correct, tzedek might be the male sense and tzedakah the feminine sense. So we have righteousness, and then we have charity, love, righteous giving, right? Notice it says that the service of righteousness, of doing justice, right, of righteous giving, right, shall be quietness and security forever. Note this right here. Wherever there is no justice, no peace. Wherever there is that, notice, there's not quietness. The noisiest neighborhoods in the world are our neighbor. Why is that? Middle of the night, people going to be out running around the road making noise. Like, everybody hear me. You know what I mean? And security, oh, my goodness. You see what I'm saying? We got the most churches running up and down. But then they said it. In the churches, most of the churches, not all, but most of them say, they're not about the Old Testament. Right? And what does Moshiach say? Away from me, ye lawless, ye Torahless. So tzedek terdof. It also means that justice must be pursued in a just manner. So from the Hebrew, overstanding, understanding, tzedek, tzedek, righteousness, justice, terdof, the eye shall radaf, terdof, speaking directly to a male, tzedek, terdof. Like if I'm speaking to an agent that's supposed to go out and apprehend somebody, I say to him, tzedek, terdof. I'm saying to him that justice must be pursued in a just manner. Tzedek must be pursued in a tzedek manner. Righteousness must be pursued in a righteous manner. Justice must be pursued in a just manner. The methods used to obtain justice, tzedek, must themselves be tzedek, must be just, righteous. The scripture, therefore, does not advocate pragmatism or utilitarian thinking. A lot of us are doing this, and in some of the groups and whatnot that we are involved, that's a big struggle now. A lot of ones got this pragmatic kind of thinking, you know, like pragmatic thinking. You know, like they figure that we can make shortcuts but not get deep scars. You do know that shortcuts make for deep scars. And therefore, the scriptures, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, does not advocate pragmatism or utilitarian thinking. There are no noble lies. There's no noble lies for us, right? In the kingdom of Shammai, in the kingdom of the King of Kings Christ, in the kingdom of Adonai, in the kingdom of the Lord, there's no such thing as a noble lie or pragmatism. So what is pragmatism and utilitarian thinking? Take note of that, Khabarim. Let's return to that in the reasonment portion, maybe the first day of the Sunday service coming up right after this. Violence, whether it's verbal or physical, or deception done in the name of Hashem, is always a bad idea. It's always a bad idea, right? And it's not advocated by HaTorah. It's not advocated by the teaching of His Majesty. It's not advocated by a true reading and receptivity of what's written in the Bible, Old Testament, Apocryphal books, New Testament, nowhere. Even the extra biblical books even speak against it. Violence, whether it's verbal or physical, or deception that's done in the name of Jah, in the name of Yahweh, is always a bad idea. So it's not like, you know how they say, well, sometimes to catch a thief, they must be a thief themselves. Imagine presenting that evidence. You can't present that evidence, you know, because then basically you'll prove that you became a thief to prove these other ones a thief, or we will have to judge you as being a thief because you was a thief too. That's a bad idea. This is what I mean by pragmatism and utilitarian thinking is not advocated by HaTorah, right? We must execute great restraint. Again, we must execute great restraint and caution when we confront downpression, or what they call oppression, but I and I call it downpressing. They're not pushing us up. They're pushing us down. When we confront downpressing, and down presses in the world, flesh, and satanic seclorum, we must execute great restraint and caution. If we seek to so-called change or influence the world, right, so to speak, or those in the world, and hopefully not of the world around us, we must begin with I and I selves. So each judge, this is why the word is spoken to the collective, right, in an individual male sense. This is the reason why, right? It's spoken to each of us, right, together, right, but individually. So each of us collectively, but to each one singularity, each one in the individuality, right? So it's an interesting something there because many other languages, English doesn't really have a sense like that. So there's a particular sense we have to gain again. You know how they say that our brain, we only use this much of our brain power, you know, like only a 10%, a small percent. Well, a lot of it has to do with like this English language and the way we've been taught to think in this Western Gentile way of thinking. As the Sizzler Kalungi quote says, you know, English is like can ruin our mentality. If we study other languages and other linguistics and even come back to English, you know, it kind of opens our eyes to things that, you know, once you come out of English for a moment, look at next language, and then come back to English, like with the Bible, the Hebrew, the Old Testament, the Greek of the New Testament, you might begin to see how the trick was done. But here, establish justice in your cities. Once again, shoftim v'shotrim, titein leka, b'kol she'areika, judges and officers you shall establish within all your city gates, right? In all your gates, it literally says gates, but it's like the gates of the city. So in all, every community was to have a bait din, right? A bite, a house of deen, a house of judgment, a house of judgment in that sense. A bait deen, like a decision. Decision in the sense of judgment, right? Every community, right? Every community is to have that. And in fact, this kind of connects with the Noahide laws, what some call and refer to as the Noahide laws, that if a community did not have, a court of justice that was that had balanced scales, that community could be considered ready for extermination. Any community, especially if it's a community, a bunch of people, and they don't have no courts or they have bad law, that whole community is just heading for self-destruction right there, right? It could be, Shemayim could judge that whole community right there. See, justice and court is a very, very important point. So we look at the struggles of our people over here, even going back to MLK and even before that with Adam Clayton Powell Jr., the real civil rights movement that began with the likes of Adam Clayton Powell Jr., and even for some of the better parts of MLK. If you notice, there's a lot of focus on the law, right? The law, and even in the visitation of His Majesty. You know what I mean? We can see where law is very, very important, right? Because without law there, everything descends into anarchy, right? And one of the things for black and brown people, lost, found, sheeple, the thing that we lose sight of, and all these other things we want to get, we want to get money, we want to get reparation, we want to get this and get that, but we never look at our own law. See, the law, you know, people say, money rule everything around me. Money rule everything. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it. Maybe around you. But actually, the law rules everything. The law rules everything. And when I say the law, I'm not saying the as the, right? But I'm just saying the principle of the law. The law rules everything. Think about it for a moment. You have money in the bank account, right? You have some money on your PayPal, whatever. What prevents somebody from just taking it? Because there is some sense of law and law enforcement. If somebody came along and stole and took your money, you have some, what kind of recourse? You have some legal recourse. But notice something. We are still deep ending on the laws that were written or rewritten by the Gentiles and by others. And where's our law? Africa, let's talk about Africa, the Africanite land. They suffer because of lack of law. All this nice little stuff people talk about, peace and love, and we live by the ancestors. But the problem is that ones are not mature enough to have laws to engage, right, for the community, both within and also other communities. See, the Torah, right, is perfectly balanced in principle to deal with both our regulation, justice amongst us, and also for us to engage in other communities. You know, we hear a lot of black people say, we should be like the Jews. What you mean, studying Torah? No, I'm talking about money. See, that's where you fall off. That's where you fall off. You're pursuing the money, but you're not pursuing the thing, right, that basically protects your rights, right? Not just your personal rights, but rights for other ones like you. So the Torah is not just for one man, but if I can see eye to eye that this is our point of reference. Doesn't mean we all agree with everything in HaTorah. That's why it says, come, make with reason, right? When Josh says to his people, oh, you know, have I done something against you? Come, plead with me. Show me. Oh, you don't, why don't you? Notice how the daughters of Zelophehad, although sons traditionally would inherit the title to land. Why? Because the sons, we will go on the battlefield and break heads and drive out the enemy and risk our own life doing that for our woman and our children. Yes, we sons, we men, we build society mainly for our woman and our children. So, yes, we do have certain rights. We have to get out of this crazy, kooky, Gentile-minded sexism, you know, and feminism, and talking about down with the patriarchy. Down with what patriarchy? Up with the righteous patriarchy, down with every ratchet patriarchy, especially white supremacy patriarchy. But white supremacy can't be our patriarchy anyway, because I don't have a white father. Brother, sister, if you do, and they're righteous and good to you, that's good for you. But you should understand the point we're making right here. We're just venting on this just for a moment right here, because we keep going round and round this. And 42 negative confessions is not law. It's not, okay, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. But y'all know you're liars. Some of you already did that. You mean you're not going to do that again? So that's a whole another set of confessions. See, a confession is like if somebody's brought to court and they say, I have not stole my neighbor's oxen. That's a confession there, right? A negative, positive, negative, however you want to call it, but that's a confession there. But the law says thou shalt not steal. Now, you stole your neighbor's ox. Now you're going to just repeat Iodine's confession, I have not stolen. So you're a liar too. You see, this is why we're getting this kooky, this crazy stuff. The Book of the Dead, as someone will go back to the Book of the Dead, Par Emheru, that's a funeral tract, and that was meant for those who have headed into the afterlife. That had nothing for us here in the living. How do we know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt and mighty in word and in deed. That's why we needed Torah, negative confessions. For most ones confessing it, they're lying anyway. They're lying anyway. What about when you have already done that? Come on. Come on now. What do you say? Talk black, Beta Israel, to me. Talk black, Beta Israel, to I. What happens when you have done that? You have to give up that foolishness because we're going around. Some people are going round and round on that nonsense, and then they're going to find out that everything is taken from them because they never had nothing to protect their everything. This is where law, right? This is where law comes in. This is why law is very, very important. And I just submit this to my brothers and sisters. This is the great failure of the so-called, quote, black race. Right? There's a weakness. There's a weak-heartedness. There's a weak-headedness. I mean, I know where it comes from. You know, or why it there, right? Why it dead there. You know, maybe that's part of the curse. You know, the consequence for disobedience. Definitely see that a lot. The consequence for disobedience. But here, let's ride up right here. We got a psalm, Likul Batalawa. A word from our
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Torah is the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Yes, 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 yes. So we have today's daily psalm. I'm going to ride up with that. momentarily. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 134. It's Likul, but it's Talua. It's a greetings. Greetings in the temple. Greetings in the Heikal. The theme here is greetings. Greetings, I bring. Yes, I.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masagan, grama, ura, satar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the ghost, and the ghast. Sai, kyubya, kyubya, kyubya. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masagan, grama, ura, satar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the ghost, and the ghast.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Solomon. Solomon. Every African is expected to contribute his share in strengthening our organization and in consolidating our unity to accelerate the victory of the freedom struggle. The word of the Lion of Yehuda has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, the first Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of Xavier, God. And Neho, a greater than Solomon, is here.
Christos, Christos, the love shown by our God, you understand, to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christos to do all in our power to see to it, to see to it that the message of salvation is carried to those of our fellows, our brethren and our sistren, who have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. And this is the word of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, speaking on religion.
Yes, 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 on the living faith.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And hear, 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 today's daily Psalm 134.
Psalm 134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Dalet Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot Shir Hamma'alot.
Behold,
Hine, Hine, Hine.
Bless ye, bless ye,
Barakhu,
bless ye, Barakhu, bless ye the Lord.
Barakhu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
Kol Avde Adonai, 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 Adonai,
which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, 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 Ha'omedim Bevet Adonai, Ballelot, Ballelot, Ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary,
Seu Yedechem Kodesh,
and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth,
Ose shamayim va'aretz, 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 yevarechecha Adonai mitzion, mitzion, mitzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
Bless thee, prosper thee, increase thee from Zion. From Zion, from Zion, yes, I, Rastafari, Mitzion, from Zion, or out of, and so from Zion. So here we have greetings in the temple, greetings in the Heikal, in the Beit Mikdash, in the Holy House. It's the Song of Ascent here, Psalm 134, associated with the temple service, with the Beit Mikdash, Beit, the house, the Beit, Beit, as you say, Beta Israel, Beit, house, Mikdash of the holy, the temple service. This has an appropriate conclusion. So here, we come to the conclusion, right, of the 15 Psalms. Did you know? There are 15 Psalms, beginning with Psalm 120, here to Psalm 134. These are called the Songs of Ascents. On the KJV Bible, it's called the Songs of Degrees, the Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot, the Songs of Going Up. And it's thought and agreed upon that these Psalms are Psalms as ones who go on pilgrimage, right, to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, to the Holy City, especially at those three times in the year. Three times in the year shall all the males of Israel appear in the place that Yahuwah has set his name. Shemo Sham has set his name there. So here we have these songs, group of 15 psalms called the Shir HaMa'alot, the songs of going up, the songs of degrees. And it said that these particular 15 psalms, right, these 15 psalms were connected with the pilgrimage, time of pilgrimage, right? Going up, to go up. When we say the ma'alot, like the aliyah, the ma'alot, the shir ha-ma'alot, to go up, it denotes the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, the going up, as Jerusalem, a mountain, the mountains round about Jerusalem, on the three festivals of the year. Three festivals of the year, the pilgrims, as they ascended Mount Zion, Har Zion, these songs, these chants, even the Shir HaMa'alot, the songs of degrees, the songs of ascents, were on their lips. Wait, here. So here we have the conclusion to these 15 psalms, beginning with Psalm 120. So look at Psalms 120, the superscription, the King James Version will say a song of degrees, ascents. Ascents going up degrees, the same sense right there, the Shir HaMa'alot. So here we have greetings in the temple, right? Greetings in the temple. The conclusion of these 15 psalms in this Mizmor, in this psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. Kof Lamed Dalet, the Kof Lamed Dalet, 134. Kof 100, Lamed 30, Dalet or Dalet. Dalet is four. So according to the Hebrew alphanumerics, we call this Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Psalm CXXXIV, Psalm 134. This contains a greeting that's addressed by the worshippers to HaKohanim, to the priests, and to HaLewim, and to the Levites, together with the response of the latter. So here we have a call and response between the worship pilgrims, those on pilgrimage, right, to the Kohanim, to the priests, and to the Levites, call and response, right? Some look at this psalm here of only three verses and suggest that the verses, like the first verse, right, if the first verse was chanted by the Kohen Gadol, by the high priest, the anointed high priest, the Moshiach, the anointed high priest who was present in the Heikal in the temple, in the palace, on the occasion of the pilgrim festivals. So definitely what we have here is a seal up, right, the seal up to the Song of Degrees. So theoretically it would be like in going to Jerusalem and in trotting to and fro, these songs are songs that will be chanted. These 15 psalms, and here coming to Psalm 134 is like the seal up, right? The seal up even in the season right here. So the greetings. So a Rhema tune right here is, of course, greetings. Half pint, rise up the chant.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in mind, God will give.
Bye. the money and curse. I hope you read the music, keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, the music is nice. Oh, you look at this in and up it in our eyes. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And today's daily song 134. So Lickle Batalowa is 10 inches small, but has a very, very important, you know, importance. He is 3-1 on the greetings. The greetings version, powerhouse right here, English, Hebrew, and Amharic.
Psalm 134.
Mizmor kuf la medalet shir hamalot.
Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Barakhu et Adonai,
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
kol avde Adonai,
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai,
which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, 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 ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot,
ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary,
se'u yedechem kodesh,
and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth,
oshe shamayim va'aret, va'aret. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion,
tzion, tzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
Mizmor kuf lamedalet shir hamalot. Hine barachu et Adonai, kol avde Adonai, ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot. Se'u yedechem kodesh, uvarechu et Adonai. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion, ose shamayim va'aretz.
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord
that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. Zion. Zion.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Salam to Enayest Eling. Today's daily psalm is Mur Meto Salasa Arat. Psalm 134, known as Yesarka Mezmur. Yesark Mezmur. It's interesting, Yesark of like the evening, speaking of the evening in a special way. We know that this is the greeting in the temple, Yesark Mezmur. It's a song of degrees, and here concludes the Psalms of Degrees. We have the Psalms of Degrees being concluded in today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have these precious three verses, right here in today's daily psalm greeting in the temple, in the Beit HaMekdesh, in the holy place. Yeh me'areg mezmur, yeh me'areg mezmur, a psalm of going up. In the Hebrew, we know it as a shir ha-me'elot. Shir ha-me'elot, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. Today's daily psalm, the concluding psalm. Once again, song of degrees, a song of ascents is associated with the temple, the Heikal, the holy place, the Beit HaMekdesh, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house service. And we have an appropriate conclusion to the song of ascents, the song of degrees in today's daily psalm 134, which contains the greeting addressed by the worshipers to the priests and the Levites, the singers, the players of instrument, the priests and the Levites, together with the response of the latter. Some see this as the first verse being chanted by the high priest who was present in the temple on the occasion of the pilgrim festivals and the feasts. So here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, and here from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Adamawi, Haile Selassie. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side the KJV. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Yeh me'arega mezmur, song of degrees of ascents. Enecho egziavi herin barku, damla kachin beit, adababayoch yemintok omu, enante ye egziavi bariawoch hulachu. Behold, bless y'all, Egziavi, to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father. All ye, y'all, servants of Egziavi, to sustain the generous Ab, Father, which by night stand in the house of Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Enecho egziavi harin barku, amla kachin beit, adababayoch emintok omu, enante egziavi bariawoch hulachu, beleilit beit hamekdes wista, ejochachu hunansu, egziavi harinim barku. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless Egeziavia to sustain the good, the generous father. Belelit in the night time, in the night season. Belelit bebeta mekdes wist ijochachahun ansu Egeziavia hernim parku. Semayinna midrin yesera Egeziavia herkalzion yebarik 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 yebarik. Egeziavia to sustain the good, the generous Ab Father that made Zion, that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Egeziavia the sustainer that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. From Zion may he bless thee. I Samayinna Nidrin Yesera Egeziavi Her Kalzion Yebarak Yebarak Kalzion Yebarak 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 Yebarak.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts. Psalm 134. Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Zion, 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 Zion.
مزمور 133 بكنف 130 يما ارق مزمور انهو اغزابيرن باركو باملاكاتشن بيت عدبابي وچم تقومو انان تا يغزابير باري وچولان بليليت ببيت مقرسو سجو تشاچون انسو اغزابيرن باركو سماين النامدرن يسرى اغزابير كسيوني بارك
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Zion, 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 Psalm 134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedalet Shir HaMa'alot.
Behold, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye the Lord.
Barakhu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
kol avdei Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Kisseu Yedechem Kodesh.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
Ose Shamayim Vaaretz. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion,
of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And here, just one more time, just to hear the native speaker. It's Lickle, three verses right here. Psalm 134, acapella wise.
Mazmur meto salasa sost. Bek ennif meto salasa rat. Yema ereg mazmur. Ennoho gziabherin barku. Bamla kachim beta debabe ochem tukomu. Ennante ye gziabher bare och hullachu. Bale lit babeta makrasust jochachun ansu. እግዚአብሔርንም ባርኩ ሰማይንና ምድርን የሠራ እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን ይባርክ
Yes 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 Lako Batalawa right there there Let's touch on a quick Hebrew right here the short midrash here before we ride up with this 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong Let's just address this right here here Greetings in the temple, the seal up to the song of ascent, song of degrees, that chanted in the pilgrimage time. And here, today's daily psalm, a midrash, a study. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134. And its theme, greetings. In the temple, greetings in Ha-Hekal in the temple, greetings I bring
from
today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, and here, a midrash, a study, seek, Yahweh, seek Jehovah while he may be found. So here, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, it's a shir ha-ma'illot. Hine, barku eti Yahuwah, kol abdei Yahuwah, ha omdim de beit Yahuwah, ba leilot. Bless, behold, bless y'all, Jehovah, all ye servants of Jehovah, who stand by night, stand in the house of Jehovah. First verse, today's daily psalm, Ashir Ha-Ma'illot, a song of degrees, Ashir, Shir is song, a song, Ha-Ma'illot, Ma'illot, Aliyah, this is the Aliyah to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, they're going up to Zion, to Zion, and to Yerushalayim, Ashir Ha-Ma'illot. Called a song of degrees, a song of ascents, of the aliyah, the ma'allot, shir ha-ma'allot. Hine, behold, barku eti Yahuwah, bless Jehovah, y'all. Barku, a command to ye, to y'all, to you all, to bless he who be, who he be. Barku eti Yahuwah, eti Yahuwah, bless Jehovah. Call Abdei Yahuwah, all ye servants of Day Yahuwah, all you servants of Jehovah. Ha omdim bebeti Yahuwah balelot, who by night, who stand the standers, ha omdim, who stand, ha omdim, we have the Amida, the standing prayer, Judaically speaking, who stand, ha omdim, bebeti Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah, bebeti Yahuwah balelot, balelot, balelot. Literally here in the Hebrew, balelot, in the night season, in the night season. Those who stand in the house of Jehovah in the night season, in the house of He who He be, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Now, what is the intention of the phrase? Balelot, 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 by night. As you said in the Hebrew, it's by night. If it was by night in a singular sense, balayla. Balayla, balayla, here's balaylot, balaylot, in the nights. It identifies, said Rav Yohanan, the disciples, the Talmudim, the Deka Mezamorit, Bamarinya, the Deka Mezamorit, the disciples, Ha Talmudim, the disciples of the wise, who occupy themselves with Torah, with Jah's directions, instructions, at night, in the night season, balaylot, 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 in the night seasons, and of whom Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, says, I shall reckon it for them as if they occupy themselves with the priest's service in the house of Adonai, in the house of Adonai, in the house of Jehovah. And Shlomo, Solomon, and Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, Behold, I am about to build a house for the name, for the Hashem, for the name of Yahuwah, Elohai, Hailei, for the name of He who be, who He be, Elohai, my Elohim, Hailei, to dedicate, to livicate it to Him, and to burn before Him incense, aishens, of sweet spices. This is an ordinance forever, for ever, to Yisrael. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Vayishlach Shlomo Elahuram HaMelech HaTzor. And Solomon Shlomo sent Vayishlach Shlomo to Huram, the king of Tyre, Elahuram HaMelech HaTzor, saying, Leimor, Hine ani bone bayita lishem Yahuwah Elohai. Behold, hine, I am about to build a house. Hine ani bone bayit for the name of Jehovah, my God, my true good. Lishem Yahuwah Elohai, to dedicate, to livicate it to Him, lihakadish lo, to make it holy, set apart to Him, lihakadish lo, and to burn before Him incense, aishens, of sweet spices, lihakatira lifanayo wa kitoreta samim, and for the continual itinerant shewbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Shabbats, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, I, Elohim. Ua ma'ereketa tamida, we olota la bokera, we la ereva, la shabbatota, we le chodashim, ua le mo'edei Yahuwah, Eloheinu. This is an ordinance forever, for Iva, to Israel, to Yisrael. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Rav Gidel said in the name of Rab, the words, this is an ordinance forever. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. the words, this is an ordinance, or literally in the Hebrew, le'olam, forever, zot, this, she, all upon Yisrael. This alludes to HaMizbeach, the altar built in Shemaim, in heaven. Beside that, Mikael, Michael, the great guardian, Melaach, angel, stands and brings an offering. But Rav Yohanan maintain these words refer to HaTalmidim, to the disciples, the Dekan Zamorit of the wise, who occupy themselves with the laws, with the Torot of the priest HaKohen's Evoda, the priest's service, and of whom Ha'el, the true God, Ha'Elohim, says, quote, I will reckon it for them as if in their days, Beit Yahweh, the house of Jehovah, were still standing firm. So yidekem kodesh ubarku et Yahweh, lift up your hands. So yidekem kodesh, lift up your hands to the kodesh, to the sanctuary. So yidekem kodesh ubarku et Yahweh, and bless ye and bless your Jehovah. Bless he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be he, blessed be the name. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, the second verse that reads in the Hebrew, Su'u Yedekem Kodesh U'Baruchu Eti Yahuwah. 10 observances are prescribed for the cup, for the chalice that is used during the blessing, the Baraka of grace, the blessing of grace after meals. One of them being that a man lift up the cup, lift up the chalice with both hands. And the proof? According to Rav Hanina Bar Papa, it is this verse right here, 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 in today's daily psalm, in Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. So yedekem kodesh ubarku et Yahuwah, lift up your hands and bless ye, bless your Jehovah. Uvarku et Yahuwah, bless your Jehovah. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, he taught that a priest, a Kohen, who has not washed his hands, must not lift up his hands to give the priest Braka, the priest blessing. For it is said, So yidekema kodesha ubarkua eti Yahuwah. Now here in the Midrash, the commentator evidently interprets the verb nasa in su'u, to lift up, in the sense of the verb natal, that in post-biblical Hebrew may either mean to lift up or to wash. So the commentator evidently interpreting the verb nasa in the command su'u yidekem, lift up your hands, in the sense of the verb natal, that in the post-biblical Hebrew may either mean to lift up or to wash. Thus, wash your hands, and bless ye, bless your Jehovah, ubarku et Yahuwah. There are 3 occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on another, upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its rosh, upon its head. For it is written even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 1 verses 4 to 5, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands, for it is said, wash your hands, ubarku et Yahuwah, and bless Jehovah. The Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must be said immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption. For it is said, even in Psalm 19, verse 15, let make the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Yes, you le ratzon imrei fi yahweh Hegiona libi lefanekai Yahua Soria Wego Ali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation, the agitation of my heart be acceptable before thee. Let them be acceptable before thee. Yehiyu ale ratzon, the words of my mouth. Imre fi, and the meditation, the agitation of my heart. We hegion libi, before the eye, O Jehovah. Le faneka Yahuwah, le faneka Yahuwah. Tzuri, my rock, Tzuri, and my redeemer. We go ali, we go ali. And what does scripture go on to say in the next psalm in Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20, Hebraically, verse 2? Yahuwah, Jehovah, answer the eye in the day of trouble. Ya'anekai Yahuwah b'yom tzara, Yahuwah, Jehovah, answer the eye. Ya'anekai Yahuwah, in the day of trouble, b'yom tzara. Rav Jose Barbun taught, when a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of the hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces Habraka, the blessing, over the bread immediately after the washing of his hands, Hasatan, Satan will bring no accusation against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esra, the 18 benedictions, immediately after the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, HaSatan, Satan, will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Shir HaMa'ilot, Hine Barku Eti Yahuwah, Kol Abdei Yahuwah, HaOmdim Abebeti Yahuwah, Valelot. Su yidekem kodesh u barku eti Yahuwah. Ye barkekai Yahuwah miyaz yon ose shamayim wa aret. A song of ascents, a song of degrees. Shir ha ma'ilot. Behold, bless ye, bless y'all, Yahuwah, Jehovah, all ye servants of Jehovah, Yahuwah, that stand in the house of Yahuwah, Jehovah, in the night seasons. Hine. Barku eti Yahuwah, kola avde Yahuwah, ha'omdim bebeti Yahuwah, ba'leilot. Lift up y'all hands to the sanctuary, and bless ye, bless y'all Yahuwah, bless Jehovah. Su'u ayidekem akodesh, barku eti Yahuwah. Yahuwah, Jehovah, bless thee, the eye out of Zion, even he that made heaven and earth. Ye barekekai Yahuwah. Mizion ose shamaim
wa aret Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jam! Rastafari. Jam! Rastafari.
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. with the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And we are here for the Aliyah here for the 48th sabbatical study, for Sabbath Judges, for Shabbat Shoftim, right here. One of the thoughts here for the Shavuah is called the Mysterious Prophet. Therefore, repent and return. Word here, repent, have a change of mind, think differently, and turn away from the straight way to Yahweh, V'zoh HaDerek, this is the way, so that your sins, your ukaris, may be wiped away, in order that the times, the Iowa of refreshing may come from the presence, from the face, from the POV of he who be who he be, and that he may send Yeshua, salvation, victory, HaMashiach, appointed for you, whom heaven, Shemaim, must receive until the period of restoration of all things. About that, Ha Elohim, Hailahim spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the Kedem, Mikedem, from the ancient times, Mikedem, from the first times. Here, let's ride up with the bracha for the reading of Ha Torah. Right here. The bracha, the blessing.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. I be by
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
Joy by thy light, 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 light,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad,
Shabbat, 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 Shoftim, Sabbath, Judges, Senbet Farajo. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in Deuteronomy, here in Deuteronomy, here in Deuteronomy. Yes, yes, yes. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear. Shalom, Chavarim. Shabbat shalom for this Shabbat Shofatim. Sabbath judges. Senbet Farajot. Hear, hear, hear. Shema'ah, 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 Shema'ah. Give ear. Hear for the Rishon. The Rishon Aliyah for the first reading, the first up offering for this 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat, 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 Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, here at verse 18, Judges in the gates here for the first Aliyah, 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 the Rishon Aliyah for this Shabbat up offering, offering up here. And here the first words for this 48th Torah portion, reading and feeding. Shoftim with Shotrim titen leka bekol she'areka asher yahweh eloheka noten leka lishabateka ve'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Judges and officers, thou shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee I in all thy gates. Shoftim with shotrim titen leka bekol she'areka, which who Yahweh Eloheka, who Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee throughout thy tribes. Asher Yahweh Eloheka noten leka lisha barteka. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. We shafatu et ha'am mishpat tzedek, 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 tzedek. Thou shalt not rest judgment, shall not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not respect or aspect persons, neither take a gift, a bribe. For a gift, a bribe, doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahweh Eloheka giveth thee. Justice, justice shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Elohecha giveth thee. I. Tzedek tzedek tirdof lima'an tichyeh. וירשתה את הארץ אשר יהוה אלוהיך נותן לק. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near to the altar, the Mizbeach, HaMizbeach of Yahuah Eloheka, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which that thou shalt make. Neither shall thou set thee up any image which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. Thou shalt not plant thee an asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar, the Mizbeach, Yahweh Eloheka of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which thou shalt make thee I. Neither shalt thou set thee up a pillar which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 17. Offerings must be unblemished. Thou shalt not sacrifice la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any evil flavoredness, for that is an abomination la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Idolaters to be stoned. Verse 2. If there be found among you within any of thy gates which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, man or woman that hath wrought wickedness, ratchetness in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, and have gone and served Elohim, Acharim, other Elohim, and worship them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded. And it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought, is done in Israel. Then shalt thou bring forth that man, that man, or that woman, which who have committed that wicked, that ratchet thing to thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. Obedience to authority. Verse 8. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up to the place into Hamakom, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt come to the priest, HaKohanim, the Levite, HaLewim, and to the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall shew thee the sentence of judgment, and thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place, which Yahweh Jehovah shall choose, shall shew thee. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of HaTorah, the law, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee. To the right hand or nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken to HaKohen, to the Kohen, to the priest that standeth to minister there, listen Yahweh before Jehovah, the Elohim, or to the judge, even that man, that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, and all the people Ha'am shall hear and fear and respect reverence and do no more presumptuous and hear Shema Israel, give ear, hear for the Sheni. The Sheni, Aliyah. Here for the second up offering, for the second reading, here for this Shabbat, Shoftim, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 17, here at verse 14, concerning a king, concerning a Melech, concerning a Negus. Here for the Sheni, the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up for this Shabbat Shoftim. Ki atabo Eliyah ha'aretza asher Yahweh Eloheka noten lak. We are rishta with Yashabtaha baha we amarta asima alaya meleka. Call Hagoyim Asher Sebabotai. Hear, the second reading, the second Aliyah up offering for Shabbat Shoftim concerning a king. When thou art come to the land which Yahweh Loheka giveth thee, I, and shall possess it, and shall possess her, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, over I, like as all the nations, the Goyim, Hagoyim, the nationalities, the nations that are about me, about I, Kia Tabo Iliaha Aretza Sharia Waloheka Notena Lak, we are Rishataha, we Yashabal Taha bah with Amarta Sima Alai Melek Kukola Goyima Asha Sebia Botai. Thou shalt in any wise set him King Melek, even the goose over thee, I, whom Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim shall choose. One, from among thy brethren shalt thou set King Melek, Negus, over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, not Achika, not Wendemith. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Mitzrayim, to Kemet, to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as Yahweh Jehovah have said to you, ye, y'all, shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, in a book, a cipher, out of that which is before HaKohanim, HaLewim, the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Elohayo,
respect Jehovah El Hayo, his Elohim, to keep all the words, the Devarim of this Torah, of this law, this direction, instruction, and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days, his kingdom, and his government, he and his children in the midst of Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Here. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shoftim. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Oh, Yisrael, Ethiopia, Yisrael. Hear. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shoftim. Send that for Rajot here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. He had Deuteronomy chapter 18 for the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Lewi, the tribe of Levi, of Lewi. Here, picking up for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Shoftim. Lo Yihyeh La Kohanim HaLewim Kol Shevet HaLewi Chelek V'Nachlaim Yisrael Ishei Yahuwah V'Nachlato Yokelun. Here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Lewi shall have no part nor inheritance with Yisrael. Lo yihyeh la kohanim halwim kol shevet Lewi achelek. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh, of Jehovah, made by fire, and his inheritance. We're Nachela Ima Yisrael Ishe Yahuwah. We're Nachela To Yo Kelun. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yah Jehovah is their inheritance, as he hath said to them. Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, do. Verse 3. The priests do. And this shall be ha kohens, the kahins, the priests do, from ha'am, from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give to ha kohen, the kahin, the priest, the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, the first fruit also of thy kine, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. Ki Yahweh Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, him and Benayo, his sons, forever. For I,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here, and hear for the Rabbi, hear for the Rabbi. The Rebbe, Aliyah. Here for the fourth up offering, the fourth offering up. Here for this Shabbat Shofetim, the Rebbe, Aliyah. Here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Here at verse 6 for the Rebbe, the fourth reading, the fourth offering up offering. Wiki Yabo Ha Lewia Me Hada Shiareka Mikola Yisrael Asher Hu Gar Sham Uaba Bikola Awat Nafsho Illa Ha Makom Asher Yibahari Yawa. And if a Levite, Lewi, come from any of thy gates out of all, call Yisrael, out of all Yisrael, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind to the place, the makom, which Jehovah shall choose, then he shall minister in the name, in the Hashem of Yahuwah, El Hayo, of Jehovah, his Elohim, as all his brethren, Halloween, the Levites do, which stand there, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, they shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. Idolatrous practices forbidden. Hear, verse 9. When thou art come into the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations, those nationalities. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, with obia, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and because of these abominations, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahuwah Elheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim. And hear for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering up offering here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Sendet Farad Joch here. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 14, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth offering up. Ki ha-goyim ha-ele asha ata yoresha otam illa me onanim we illa Osamima Ishmau with Hata Loki na Natana Lekai Yahuwah Eloheka. Hear for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth offering up for Shabbat Shofti, Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 14. For these nations which who thou shalt
possess. Ki ha goyim ha'ele, asha ata yoresh otam. Hearkened to observers of, to diviners. Illa me onanim with illa kosamim isha ma'u. But, however, as for thee, I, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, have not suffered thee, I, so to do. Ata lokena natana leka Yahuwah Eloheka, the great prophecy of Mashiach, of Messiah, of Christos, the anointed of Christ, the great prophecy of Messiah, the prophet. Compare and contrast with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23. Hear, hear, hear. Deuteronomy, chapter 18, at verse 15. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will raise, will rise up to the I, a prophet, a Nabi, from the midst of the I, of thy brethren, like to me, like to I. To him ye all shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of Yahweh Eloheka in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh Elohai, of Jehovah Hailei, neither. Let me make I see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, say, have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will rise them up a Nabi, a prophet from among their brethren, like to thee, I, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. The test of the prophets, the Navim, the Nabayim, the test of the prophets, verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word, davar, in my name, Shemi, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, even that prophet, that Navi, shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word hadavar, which Yahweh Jehovah hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath not spoken. But the prophet Hanabi hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And hear, hear, hear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 19. Cities of refuge. Compare, see Numbers chapter 35, 1 to 34, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 41 to 49. But here, continuing here in the Hamishi, Aliyah, Deuteronomy chapter 19, at verse 1, cities of refuge. When Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, has cut off Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, whose land Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, giveth thee I. And thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities, and in their houses. Thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I to possess it, to possess her. Thou shalt prepare thee a way, and divide the coast of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither there. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither there, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetches a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helf, and lighteth upon his neighbor that he die, he shall flee to one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood of Hadam pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past, and I will pass. Wherefore I command thee, I, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee, I. And if Jehovah the I Elohim enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and give thee all the land which he promised to give to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, if thou shalt keep all these commandments, to do them, which I command thee this day, to love Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim, and to walk ever, to trod ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee, I, beside these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. And so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him in ambush and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he die and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders are king, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Yisrael, that it may go well with thee,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad, Adonai Echad. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear, and hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Shoftim, for this Sabbath Judges. Here picking up the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering up for this Shabbat Shoftim, Senbet Farajot, Sabbath Judges. Here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 19, here at verse 14, the sacred landmark, the sacred landmark. Lo tasig gabul reika asher gablu rishonim abin nachilateka asher tinchala ba'aretz asher yahuwa eloheka noten leka lirishataha. Here, here, here for the sixth reading for this Sabbath, Judges, the sacred landmark, verse 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark. Lo tasiga gabula reika, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, asher gablu rishonim b'nachilateka, which thou shalt inherit in the land that Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, I, to possess it, to possess ha. Asher tinchala ba'aretz asher Yahweh Eloheka noten leka lirishtaha. The terror of the law, ha-torah, instruction, direction. Verse 15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, any uckery, in any sin that he sinneth, any uck that he ucketh, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah, before HaKohanim, before the priests, and HaShoftim, and the judges, which shall be in those days. And HaShoftim, the judges, shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness, and have testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye all do to him as he hath thought to have done to his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear and respect, and shall henceforth hear forward, commit no more any such evil rara among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. And hear, give ear right here. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 20, the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of warfare. When thou goest out to battle, to buckle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. Ki Yahweh Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim is with thee, I, who brought thee, I, up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when y'all are come nigh, near to the battle, that the priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall approach and speak to Ha'am, the people, and shall say to them, Shema'ah, hear, O Yisrael, ye y'all, approach this day to the battle against your enemies. Make not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye y'all terrified of them. Ki Elohim, for Jehovah y'all Elohim is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers, HaShotrim, shall speak to Ha'am, the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house, a new bait, and hath not livicated it? May him go and return to his house, Beito, lest he die in the battle, and another man livicate it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard, and hath not yet eaten of it? Make him also go and return to Beito, his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, a Isha, and hath not taken her? Let him make him go and return to Beito, his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And Shotrim, the officers, shall speak further to Ha'am, the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted, weak-hearted? Let him make him go and return to Beito, lest his brethren's heart faint, as well as his heart. And it shall be, when HaShotrim, the officers, have made an end of speaking to Ha'am, to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead Ha'am, to lead the people.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here for the Shavi'i, Shavi'i, here for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, 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 the seventh offering up, up offering, here for this Shabbat Shoftim, for this Senbeta Farajot, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 20. Here at verse 10 for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah. Ki atikrav il ir lihilhema aleha wikarata aleha li shalom. When thou comest nigh, comest near, ki atikrav. To a city, il ir, to fight against it, to fight against her, lihilachem aleha. Then proclaim peace, shalom, to it. Proclaim peace, shalom, to her. With karata eleha, lishalom, shalom, 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 shalom. And it shall be, if it make thee I answer of shalom, answer of peace, answer of salam, and open to thee, then it shall be that all ha'am, all the people, that is, found therein, shall be tributaries to thee, I, and they shall serve thee, I. And if it will make no shalom, lo shalom, no peace, no salam with thee, I, but will make war against thee, I, then thou shalt besiege it, besiege her. And when Jehovah, the I Elohim, have delivered it, delivered her into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male, Zakar, thereof with the edge of the sword. But the woman and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city even, all the spoil thereof shalt thou take to thyself. And thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, hath given thee, I. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to all the cities which are very far off from thee, I, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which Yahweh Elheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, doth give thee, I, for an inheritance. Thou shalt save alive no thing, nothing that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I, Elohim, has commanded thee, I, that they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done to their Elohim, their gods. So should ye, Yahuwah, sin against Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time, a long Iowa, in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege, only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat, for food, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee, I, until it be subdued. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear, Deuteronomy fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 21, inquest for the slain. If, one, be found slain in the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee to possess it, lying in the field, and it be not known who hath slain him, then thy elders and thy judges shall come forward, and they shall measure to the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next to the slain man, even the elders of that city, shall take a heifer which have not been worked with, and which have not drawn in the yoke. And the elders, Zakim, and the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer to a rough valley, which is neither eared nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And HaKohanim, and the priests, the Kohani, the sons of Lewi, of Levi, shall come near. For them, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have chosen to minister to him and to bless the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. And by their word shall every controversy, and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here. Here at verse 7, Deuteronomy 21, verse 7, for the Maftir reading here for this Shabbat Shoftim, the Maftir reading. We anu, yadeinu lo shafku et hadam hazeh, we aynenu lo rao. And they shall answer and say, We amru. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood. Yadenu lo shafaku eta hadam hazeh. Neither have our eyes, our eyes, seen it. We aynenu lo rao. Be merciful, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, to thy people Yisrael, to Amikah Yisrael, thou whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood to thy people of Yisrael's charge, to Amikah Yisrael's charge. And Hadam and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of Yahuwah of Jehovah. And thus fulfills the Torah Aliyot, the readings for this Shabbat Shofti, this Sendet of Rajoch, Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Dimsu, Kabur Lahailu, glory to the word, glory to sound, glory to the power, Kabur Abinu, Lemelkeinu, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to Abuna, our father, to Nagusna, Ainai King, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity, Be Shem Yeshu, HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachina, Medchadetachin, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Yes, yes, for this Shabbat, this is the fourth of the seven Sabbaths. Here we're at Shabbat Anoki, Anoki Hu. I, even I, am He. Here we have the prophet's reading coming forward for the Sunday service, first day, Shavuot Tov, Yom HaRishon, coming up at the top of the hour, fulfilling here with the reading from the prophets here for this fourth of the seven Shabbats for the new year. Here, the fourth Shabbat of comfort. But here, the Baraka after reading HaTorah.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following Baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Wicked as a crumble, Abbey Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Abbey Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, Abbey Bible.
Baruch Atayahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayeolam Metei Vatokanu Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah Sheilah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Modern vampires of the season, and in blood, blood, blood. You could have come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could have come from fire outside, you come from tower hill. One blood, one blood, one blood.
Righteousness will say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part.
Yes, call in, tune in, Rastafari Israelites, the first day service, Sunday service coming forward. Malcolm Hood, yes, I, Shavuot Tov. Strong, a good seven to come right here. The Yom HaRishon, Sunday service, first day service coming up. Stay tuned for the Haftarah the Brit Chadasha, the prophet's reading here for this Sabbath of comfort. He, Anoki, Anoki, who? Yes, I. Call in, call in. Yes, I. Rasta.